Hello, my name is Evie Burke, and welcome to Module 9, which covers the giving, asking, and receiving of referrals. And I'm going to introduce this topic by telling you a quick story about referrals, or bad referrals in this case. So I had received a couple of referrals over the course of maybe 3 or 6 months from an acquaintance friend of mine that I had met through networking. We had probably known each other a couple of years and had met for coffee a couple of times. And shortly after she had sent me probably the second referral maybe, we had met for coffee just to reconnect and, you know, see what had changed for us and our businesses and see what was going on. And she had asked me about what had happened with the latest referral she had sent me. And for both of the referrals that she had sent me, nothing had really happened with them. So for one of them, the woman had responded and said, you know, this is something I need help with, but this just isn't the right time for me. You know, reach out. It'll be a better time in a couple of months. And then for the other referral, I had never received any response back one way or another, despite reaching out a couple of times. And I don't remember which referral was first. But anyway, the woman who had given me these referrals, she'd asked, you know, what had happened with it. And I asked her some questions about, you know, how she had discovered that this person had a need for my services, like where did this referral come from? Just because I was hoping to learn a little bit more about this person so I could maybe connect with them and see, you know, if I could help them. And what I learned was they were in a program together, and on a Q&A for that program, a phone call Q&A, this person had shared some type of problem or frustration that had something to do with productivity, which was the coaching I was doing at the time, that made this mutual acquaintance of ours go, oh, Evie would be able to help her with that. And, you know, I'm really grateful that she thought of me because that means I was top of mind, and that's great. But when she sent the email introduction to the two of us, she never actually took the time to ask the other person if this is something that she was interested in. So it was coming, this email came completely out of the blue, and she wasn't expecting it. And it made me realize that the referrals from this person were really well-intentioned, but I needed to handle them differently because the person on the other end might not have been expecting this email. And I had been working under the assumption that this was an email introduction that the other person was probably expecting. So what it made me realize was there's really three parts to an ideal client. An ideal client is somebody who has a need for your services. An ideal client is someone who also knows they have a need for your service. So if there is somebody that you're talking to that you know could really benefit from your services or from somebody that you know services, unless they know that they can benefit or that they have this need, it doesn't matter. So you can tell somebody that you know this really great hairdresser because you think that they would be better served with a new hairdresser. But if they think their hair is absolutely great, then it doesn't matter what you think, right? And so the third part of this is they also have to be willing to invest some time and or money in getting this need filled. Because I'm going to assume that you are in business to serve people, but also to make money. And I don't say this in a we have to receive money from everybody type of way, but you need to be valuing yourself and not giving away your services. And part of that means that the people that you want to work with are going to pay you because you value what you do, and that generally means that the people that you're working with value what you do because they're willing to invest money in working with you. So if you come across somebody who has a need for your services, knows they have a need in that area, but they're not willing to invest, they're not willing to spend a little time to determine if you're a good fit or to invest money to work with you, then they are not your ideal client, all right? If you are giving away a lot of your services, bring that to the Q&A, and this is something we can talk about. There can be a lot of things going on there. But an ideal client has these three things going on, right? They have a need for the area that you address. They know that they have a need there, and they're willing to invest some time and money to get that need met. And in the referrals that were coming from this person, although really well-intentioned, there was definitely not a number three, and it was debatable whether they knew they had a need there or not. All right? So that just covers a little bit about giving referrals. I'll go into details in the module. That's just the backstory for some of my feelings on referrals and why I set up the giving referrals piece the way I did. So the second part that's covered in this module is asking for referrals. And this is something that can feel really awkward while you're still getting used to it. Okay, so play with it a little bit. Do it anyway. It'll become more natural the more that you do it. If you are an introvert, I know this seems really awkward, and part of you might be going, oh, I'm an introvert. This isn't something that I can do. I want to challenge you a little bit because I'm an introvert too. And yes, it feels really awkward at first, but when you're coming from a place of service, this is really important. This is really a piece where you are allowing yourself to serve the people that you're meant to serve. And if you don't put yourself out there and you don't ask for the referrals, you might be depriving someone else of having the experience of, A, referring you, and just feeling really great about being able to refer you because you asked, and B, somebody might not get to work with you because you didn't put yourself out there and ask for the referral, and you could be exactly the person that this potential referral is looking for, and they just don't know it yet, okay? And again, if you have any questions around asking for referrals or if it feels awkward and you kind of want to talk through it or practice it, bring it to the Q&A and we can go over that. And the third thing that we cover in referrals is how to receive referrals. And this just gives you some things to think about so that you're treating all your referrals equally. And again, if you have any questions, bring it to the Q&A. So this has been the introduction for Module 9 on referrals. If you have any questions about any of this material, if you want to work on how this might directly apply to your business, bring it to the Q&A. If you are a private client or a group VIP client, you can also bring these questions to our private sessions. And if you can't be on the Q&A but you would like to have your question addressed, write it to me, send me an email, and I will answer it as best as I can without having you there to ask some follow-up questions. So this is Module 9. We have one more module before you are through all of the modules, and then we will still have a Q&A or two following that as you work your way through the material. So I look forward to talking with you on the next Q&A and being with you for the introduction for Module 10. Have a great day. Bye.